Right? When we'll introduce and tell you the rules of controlling this game, have we selected our teams yet? We're going to draw them with Vanna. This is Vinyl Vanna 2.0. Also known as Bad Kitty, as in bad-kitty.com. So check it out. And I'm going to toss in a promo shirt for her into the audience. Try not to tear it. She'll autograph it for you if you get it. Okay, I've got some other shirts I want to give away. I don't know how many of you guys know DFW.net. That's kind of a popular domain, but anyway, it's been renamed nationwide something internet. And Jack's giving me a whole bunch of shirts to toss in the audience, so I'm going to just start throwing them in like mad. Here, wait. Here, man. Okay. Toss one into your favorite corner. We've got some more to give out later on. Oh, yeah, okay. Just keep running back. Okay, looks like we also have one last spot to Fed for the day, then we're out of Fed Church. And, what else do we have? Okay, so without further ado, I'm passing it over to MC Herb Schwartow. Whoa, spot the Fed? Okay, spot the Fed. Then Herb Schwartow.
Mark, where are you? Come forward, Mark. Well, since we sucked out so badly last time, I brought a pet Fed in. Come on, Mark, come up. To give you an idea of what one looks like. He's making his way forward now. He's got a DEFCON 3 t-shirt on. You'll note he's spotting the sporty Fed gun bag at his side. Carefully concealed as a fanny pack. Note the tennis shoes with the white socks. And these are dead giveaways. Also notice I'm now incognito over in my camouflage. I'm undercover. So, anybody spotted a Fed? Step forward, son. He's now running from the auditorium in fear. It's okay, the NSA really doesn't bug you that badly. Satellites can't actually make out what you're doing in the bathroom, it's okay. By the way, give you a tip, there may be a Fed in the audience who is an Asian female. How many of those are there out there right now? Okay, looks like we have someone who's actually anxious to be a Fed, which is kind of scary. You don't have any guns, dude. I'm going to step off the podium here. Wayne, could you step between us? I'm a little afraid of this guy. Okay, sir, where are you from?
A government agency in Washington.
And what agency? Oh my God. I didn't know somebody told me that you can't prevent it. Could you gentlemen here from the FBI? I'm sorry. He's not from the FBI. He's from the MITRE Corporation. The MITRE Corporation. It's a... I'll quote you on that. He was found. He turned over a rock. There he was. What are you going to do? Yes, again. Notice the shoes, ladies and gentlemen. White socks. White socks. Tasty white leg. Good tip off. Fight me. All right, well, here's your spot to bed. Congratulations. Good evening. Welcome to Hacker Jeopardy. A couple pre-announcements tonight. I think that Dark Tangent, who is going to be tonight's decider when we get into some arguments up here, especially into the second round of the beer increases, is due an extraordinary amount of credit for something that he is not even aware of yet. Merv Griffin Enterprises has not yet sued him. Or me.
No, they don't sue Alex, trust me. Tonight, what Bennett is going to help us draw the numbers off of the board. And I'd like to pick the first three contestants for tonight. Adam, you want to pick the names out of here for the first three teams? The way it works is two rounds tonight, three teams each. The winners of those will go on to tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we'll do one more pre-elimination round. Three final winners go into the finals, and the prize, apparently, is a case of used Joel's Cola. There's guys in the back who want it. You're sick. All right, the first team is Spider-Woman. Spider-Woman and who? Who is your mate there? Evil Topher and Spider-Woman are team number one. Team number two, Covert Channel, Wignall and Millilin. Well, come on up. Give them a round of applause. And the third team is Spies R Us. Ira, G-Mark, and Jim. All feds. There's one other person I'd like to introduce tonight, somebody who's really important to me. For those of you that come to Infowar.com, I don't know if you know Ms. Infowar, but she's here up in the front, Betty O'Hearn. Please stand, Ms. Infowar. Come on, let's give it up for her. Thank you. She's wonderful for all of us. All right, before we get started with them, we've got a couple of trivia questions for you guys, and we'll do that throughout the evening. What's the first one for, Jeff?
The pirate, UK pirate radio guys are donating a bunch of their shirts, which you see me modeling here. I'll be throwing them into the audience for the correct answer to this question.
All right. This was the name of this agency before it was known as NIST. NBS. I saw this hand first up front. No, not the National Institute of Standards. I see a second hand. National Bureau of Standards is correct. What's the next prize?
We look bad.
The same thing, either black or blue, he's not quite sure here. This famous gangster's business card said he was a used furniture dealer. I saw the hand back there first.
Al Capone.
Al Capone is correct. It's a tough hacker question. One, two, one, two. This question would be for a copy of Weapons of Mass Destruction Terrorism. The instruction manual. Colossus and Guardian were two intelligent computers in this movie. I saw this hand first. In the form of a question. Oh, call it
Drink, drink.
In the form of a question. Does he get it? Give it to him, all right. Here you go. All right, throw it at him.
What's the answer?
All right.
Corbin.
The answer was Corbin, the Colossus Project. Colossus, the Corbin Project, I'm sorry. Oh, contestants, beer is on the way, I am told. We'll do one more gift here. What is this? This is... We are not responsible for loss of original game. Some kid's game, is that what this is? I have no idea what that is.
Burn it!
Lemmings. All right. This famous but boring TV personality for kids is an ordained minister. All the way in the back with two hands up.
Who is Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers is correct. Okay. The categories for the first round that our contestants get to go with. The first category is filthy mess. The second category, I'm the idiot picking DEF CON trivia. Ex-Filiax, believe it or not, movies that probably have little to do with hacking, and Achoo, Gesundheit. And we start with the couple that's occupied here on the very end. Huh? Okay, we have a little point. Do we get some board shifting so they can see it? It's more important for them than for me. Alternative scorekeeper.
When we would like filthy mass for 100.
Filthy mass for 100. This is a mathematical problem. You require pens and pencils. -10 squared.
69. What is 69? I ran the
problem. All right, Jeff, I think we need to work through this. This is a form of a question kind of show here.
What is 69?
And we do need to ring in. Did anybody ring in on this one? They did? Okay. Did you get it?
You got it?
You make the call. I can't tell from here.
Drink!
What is Logan?
Jeff? Fine. All right. You have 100 points. All right. You can call the next category.
How do you want us to ring in?
Ring in with a slap of the hands like we did last year.
Like this?
Well, it's not fair. You have a microphone.
So do you.
But I'm not ringing in. Ring in by slapping on the table, and they'll pick who rang first.
Okay.
Slap the table. All right. Next category.
We'll take filthy math for 2.
Filthy math for 2. Roman for 69. Who rang in first?
What is LXIX?
That's correct.
Filthy math for 300.
Filthy math for 300. This linguistically minded New York Times columnist turned 69 this month. This linguistically minded New York Times columnist turned 69 this month. How about for the audience? What do we got here? We got Beavis and Butthead here. Oh, the excited dude in the middle. Who is Sapphire? That's right. Where's my beer? Is that my beer or is that your beer? Okay, next category, next question.
How about filthy math for 400?
Filthy math for 400. The stock market crash occurred 69 years ago today on this 69 years ago on this date.
October
29th. Who rang in first? Call it. You call it. Who rang? Spy team.
What is October 27th, 1929?
No. What is that's wrong? This team. October 29th is the correct answer. That's right. October 29th. You have control of the board.
Use the microphone, Brandon.
All right. Filthy math for 500. Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, lies at this longitude.
What is 69?
I can't accept that answer.
What is 69 degrees west longitude?
What is 69 degrees west is correct. Very good. Score update. Stand up. Stand up and yell.
Spencer Rust has 100.
Don't look to me. You've got the pen.
Sanity check math out here. Hey, Steven, what do we got? Good idea on the sweater check. Whoever came up.
I reconsider my evaluation.
What?
Five are up, 100. No, they got the 200.
Are we settled?
Anybody interested in a scorekeeper?
Everybody has zero.
No, I don't think they're going to be happy with that.
All right, we got one for the audience here. Let's see what we got. You got it? You got a song?
Okay, everybody agrees. Spies R Us 300, Covert Channel 100, TSSPI minus 100.
All right, everybody agrees. Okay, and who has control of the board? Spies? Spies R Us has control of the board.
Did we have a Chuka Zuntai for 100 win?
Which for 100?
A Chuka Zuntai.
A Chuka Zuntai for 100. This virus came from Pakistan in 1986.
What is the Pakistani brain virus?
Where is the brain virus is correct. You still have control.
Did we have a Chuka Zuntai for 200 win?
For 200, the most famous Bulgarian virus writer, middle team.
Who is the Dark Avenger?
The Dark Avenger is correct. You have control of the board.
We'll keep going on the Achu's own side.
Achu for 300. This UK antivirus expert founded an antivirus company originally called SNS International. Who rang in first?
Who is Dr. Solomon?
Who is Dr. Alan Solomon is correct.
Pfizer or play that. Hey, Achuka Zuntai for 400.
Achuka Zuntai 400. The death penalty is given for virus writing in this Asian country. Middle East.
What is China?
What is China is correct. They kill you for writing a virus. Middle East.
Well, stay on the same subject.
In Star Trek, the Next Generation episode called Contagion, this was the name of the sister ship to the Enterprise that infected the Enterprise with a virus. Middle team.
What is the Yamato?
Yamato, it's correct. He got it. Yamato. Can we have a score up thing while he throws you something in the audience?
Okay, Pfizer 700, Covert Channel 1200, TSSBI minus 100.
We've got two nice giveaways for you. First, an AT&T Frisbee. You know the guys in the back are getting this one. And I'm sure this will be popular. It's Barbara Bush. Full cover in approximately 1 week. Another hair-raising idea from Total Chaos. It's easy and fun to grow. We're going to ask a question for this one. Computer
the U.S. federal title that contains the computer crime laws?
What is 19?
You can't do that retroactively.
What is 19?
Which one?
Yep.
Because it's what, Barbara? Is that her name? No? Okay, who? He's been having his hand up for a while. He didn't answer. Call him a question. You!
What is Title 18?
What do you know? He wins!
Okay, who's the last correct questioner? Cobra General? Okay, you get the fifth category. Well, thank you. Ex-Philly 100. Max Beam makes these $4,000 items used in many of the show's scenes. All right, after the audience. Who said yo? All right, what's the... No! No! Up here! What is a synthesizer? It's wrong! Who else? Black shirt on the aisle. What's a flashlight? Alright. Writing Unix device drivers. Yeah! Alright.
We'll take, believe it or not, for 100.
Believe it or not for 100, the government tried to push this absurd crypto method on the American people over and over. Who rang in first? Middle guys.
Or Skipjack.
Clipper chip or Skipjack? I'll accept that. Okay? Give them 100. Pick the next answer.
I'll take believe it or not for 200, please.
Believe it or not for 200. The U.S. government actually said this Microsoft operating system was secure to the C2 level.
Put Microsoft Windows NT
3.50. That's not the answer that I got. Who rang in next? Yes, oh God, he's supposed to keep track. Let's see. Let the unheard of team have a mic.
What is Windows NT 3.5?
One. Yes! Anybody else up here? Yes! A Windows NT registry for the right answer. Was the one that was updated to be the C2 compliant. I can't argue with the book I read. All right, next category. 300. In July 1998, the U.S. Senate voted out a $70 million fund and refused to budget the protection of these. July of 1998, the U.S. Senate voted out a $70 million fund and refused to budget the protection of these. Anybody up here? Out there. That was the first hand I saw. Asteroids are going to hit the Earth. You've been watching too many movies, boy. Over here, blonde. Basic human rights. No. Back with the shirt. You, it's a shirt. It's a hat. Everybody's wearing a shirt right now. What?
What are the arcs?
The arcs, no. Blue shirt in the rear. Critical infrastructures is the right answer. The U.S. Senate refused to fund it. What? Was not in the form of a question. Does anybody else think they know? Should we give it to him?
Yeah!
Okay. Jeff. Come on up. Come on up. Jeff got a drink.
What did he get?
He got a, was that a Power Builder book? Power Builder. Okay, middle team, still yours. Well, they believe it or not, for 400, this host of the second TV series, Ripley's Believe It or Not, can do one-armed push-ups.
I got it. I got you. I got it.
Okay, for the audience, what do we got? Landmines, guide to security and data integrity. Two shirts, two hands, striped shirt.
Who is Jack Collins?
We thank the 303 for donating the books. Come on up and get it. All right, believe it or not, it's tougher than we thought.
Okay, believe it or not, for 500.
Believe it or not, for 500 is a daily double. Score update, so we know how much they've got to wager.
Pfizer 700, Covert Channel 1300, GC, TSSBI minus 100.
I'm introducing a new rule on the daily double. If you answer the question incorrectly, you must drink.
Now, please write down your wager. How much do they have? They have 1,300 that they can wager up to that amount. Please write down or tell us how much you're going to bet.
We'll wager 300.
You're going to wager 300 on a $500 question. Come on, you haven't gotten one right yet.
800.
800, all right. All right, please, no help from the audience on this. For the first time, he is the president of Microsoft. It's not a call, it's just for them. For the first time, he is the president of Microsoft.
Who is Steve Ballmer?
Who is Steve Ballmer is absolutely correct. Okay, you still have control of the board. You're up to $2,100. Working your way towards that Joel Colon. Pick a new category, please. The second one is, I'm the idiot picking DEFCON trivia.
What?
Can we quote you?
Both they got for 100.
Which category was that?
I'm the idiot.
Oh, you're the idiot?
I'm the idiot.
All right, for 100. She held her own drinking against the likes of Aleph One, Dan Farmer, and Dark Tangents at DEFCON 1. She held her own drinking against Aleph One, Dan Farmer, and the Dark Tangents at DEFCON 1. And Bruce Gail Thackeray is absolutely correct. Prosecutor from Arizona. They're on the board. They're up to zero. Is that correct? They're zero! Yes! Know your fence, do you?
Movies that probably have little to do with hacking for 100.
Kevin Mitnick's last handle as a free person was based off of this Robert Redford movie.
What is 3 Days of the Condor?
They're on the board! Your question.
Movies that have little to do with acting for 200.
The passphrase for the MCP in Tron. All the way down to the end.
Drink!
I just remember the password getting in. It was Reindeer Flotilla.
Reindeer Flotilla.
What's the answer? Reindeer Flotilla. What is Reindeer Flotilla?
That's the correct answer. Reindeer Flotilla. For an 81 movie by Disney, not bad. Your call down there, Spies or Us.
I'm the idiot for 200, please.
You're the idiot for 200. This DEFCON was put on right next to a black Muslim wedding at this DEFCON. Spies or Us.
What would be DEFCON 4?
DEFCON 4 was correct. Too much sobriety down at that end of the table to remember that. Okay, Spies or Us. You have control.
I'm the idiot
thinking that's on trivia. I was the idiot for 300. Before he started PGP Inc., Phil Zimmerman spoke at this, at which DEFCON. Who rang it? Who was that that rang in?
What is DEFCON 1?
No, the other two teams. Before he started PGP Inc., Phil Zimmerman spoke at which DEFCON? All right, for the audience, what do we got here? All right, learning the... Some editor. Learning DEFCON. The lady in the... No, not DEFCON 2. DEFCON 3. Okay, who's got control? The audience.
How about movies that probably have nothing to do with hacking for 300?
Movies that have nothing to do with hacking for 300. In Hackers. In Hackers, the character named Lord Nikon was based off of what MOD member's handle?
Door, okay.
Jeff. Jeff, your call. What's happening?
This guy over here raised his hand first. He raised his hand first. He changed his mind.
He changed his mind. He's 16. He can't. All right. Is anybody else over here? No. Anybody else? Who is Lord Neon? Next choice. Kids, score update. Score update.
Spies RS 800, Covert Channel 2100, TSSBI 100.
And who's got control?
We do.
Spies or Us?
I'm the idiot. Picking DEFCON trivia for 400, please.
For 400. At this DEFCON, we actually had a functional internet connection. The middle. What's DEFCON 6? Before that one. Down here. Okay, you call it.
What was DEFCON 4?
No. Down here.
What was DEFCON 3?
DEFCON 3, and it works for one day. Okay, you have control of the board. Congratulations. 400 for you. Spider Woman. Movies for 400. The young, aspiring hacker yelled, "This is Unix! I know this!" In what movie?
What is Jurassic Park?
That's right. That's right. All right. All right, Ira. Ira, you have control.
We'll take movies for 500, Alex.
Movies for 500. in the big evil supercomputing movie Colossus, the Forbin Project, this was the name of the American and Russian supercomputers. Spies are us.
What are Colossus and Guardian?
Colossus and Guardian are right. Spies are us. Those are ancient movies.
Come in.
Did he ask in the form of a question?
Yes, it was legit. Nice try. We're still the idiots for picking DEF CON trivia for 500.
Okay. What? X-Files in 1946.
this one.
Who is J. Edgar Hoover?
Who is J. Edgar Hoover is correct. For 400. Anigu Aute is Navajo for this, Mulder's motto.
What is the truth is out there.
The truth is out there, exactly. Excellent. Yes.
I have a new rule. Again, I like my rules. My rules are when you answer a 500 point question, you get it wrong, you must drink.
So which category of question would you like?
X-Files
for 500. The show's names for the three lone gunmen. Ooh. The show's names for the three lone gunmen. All nine people may have this. Larry Curly Mill, thank you in the front row. Anybody out? All right, out there. The names in the form of a question for the three lone gunmen. All right, everybody pointing at this one guy. Go. You got it. Pass the shirt back to him. Can we have a score update so we can get ready for Final Jeopardy?
By the 1600.
Hold on.
Fizara 1600, Cobra Channel 1500, TSSBI 1400.
We have a game. The Final Jeopardy category. No, we have Final Jeopardy, Ira. You like it the way it is. The Final Jeopardy category is candy. Candy. Please put your wagers down and give them to the scorekeeper. Candy. $1,500, $1,500, $1,500, Stephen? Anybody can become the winner out of this. Final Jeopardy category is candy. Oh, you cheated. Sorry? Okay, hand in your wagers to the scorekeeper. You have them all, Stephen? Okay, please don't help the contestants. The Final Jeopardy answer is, this flag lady was the only real person to be honored as a Pez head. This flag lady was the only real person to be honored as a Pez head. And while they're working this out, for you guys, what is it, what kind of shirt? A pirate radio t-shirt for you guys. No, a separate question. They're going to do theirs. It's a separate question for you. Two of the four English words which have no rhymes. Two of the four English words which have no rhyme. In the black shirt. What? Drink less, I think, is the answer. Yellow hair down front. Two of the four English words which have no rhymes. What is orange and something else? I don't think that works. Jumping up all the way in the back. What is orange and purple? That's two of them. You got it. The other two are month and silver. Those are the four English words. No rhymes whatsoever. Okay. Everybody have their answers in. All right. Loser's drink? You're the boss. I'm merely...
Winner's drink!
Winner's drink! All right. The TSS team with 1,400. What is your Jeopardy question?
Who is Betsy Ross?
Who is Betsy Ross? She is the only living person to ever be made as a Pez head. Yes. How much did they wager?
They wagered 1,390.
And so how much do they have?
That gives them 2,790
for TSCPDB Bubby down here. Team in the middle that had 1,500 coming in. What is your answer that is written down and honest and not changed?
Who was Betsy Ross?
Who was Betsy Ross? And how much did they wager?
They wagered 1,390. That gives them $29.90.
And Spies or Us?
Who was Betsy Ross?
And you had $1,600 coming into Final Jeopardy, and how much did you wager?
We wagered $1,401.
That gives them $3,001.
Spies or Us is the first winner.
2001.
This was a great game. Great game.
Channel 2990. PSSBI 2790.
All right, losers drink while we set up for the next game. Give us 3 minutes and we'll be there. Thank you.
We've got a couple giveaways while we get set up here. Okay.
Yeah, that was good.
Questions. Everybody's standing up, so I'm just going to kick back and wait.
Thank you.
Computer Incident Advisory Committee.
I can see you guys are getting tired, so I'm going to toss some Jolt into the audience. Jolt was nice enough to sponsor us this year for keeping our staff awake, but I've got a little excess here for you guys. Better than warm shoulders. Lucky it's made of plastic. Two more.
Okay, here's a question for you. Anybody got a C-Tech for sale? Anybody want to sell a C-Tech? See me, I'll buy one for the OB9. Oh, also, if anybody's got the Sound Blaster DDI? Supercomputer, see me. Oh, and I had a request for people. If anybody's got room space to share, there's a couple people looking for places to crash tonight.
What will I do for a
bed? The people raise their hands. People raise their hands if they're looking for space. And people raise their hands if they've got space to rent. Okay, you two guys hook up. I mean, non-sexually, of course. Not that there's anything wrong with it. Okay, we're going to start the game in about 2 minutes. We're going to toss a couple cans of Jolt or bottles of Jolt to the audience after everybody settles down, and we'll go into the final round for tonight. After everybody settles, we'll pick the teams, and away we go. Does anybody have any updated information on how Capture the Flag is going? If so, let me know, and I will announce it. Last check, somebody here dropped the empty server, breaking the rules and nuking the box. So we've got, hotfix Orama, like all 95 of them or something. There's been lots of battles and exchanges, but no one's captured a flag yet. Just a lot of infighting, so we'll keep you updated.
language lessons. It turns out that somebody had a bad recollection. Zimmerman spoke at DEF CON 2, not 3. So we have given her the
word
vindicated. We've got a handful of phones and some Geiger counters to give away. And we've got some questions, so you can earn it. Okay, here we go. While we're setting up here, here's another phone. Use it at your own risk. She was poison ivy. You in the black. You get a phone. No, it wasn't Drew Barrymore. Drink! Drink! Well, can't get a beer up here. It's right down there. Okay. She is poison ivy. Now she is in poison ivy. What? No, you'll have the beer right there.
No, no, I'm not talking about you because I wouldn't know about
it. This operating system sponsored the 1993 Fiesta Bowl. Back him on the wall.
OS2.
OS2 is the winner. Oh, you mean that's the loser? Excellent recovery. Oh, it's to Ruel. Okay, one last weird one.
Oh, God, is that a GE?
Okay, wait. TCP stands for. The guy in the white was off this quick.
Bencyclidine. What is bencyclidine?
Say it louder.
What is bencyclidine?
Winner. What is bencyclidine is correct. I want to throw this phone at you. Okay, one last one, then we start. The pre-release name of... Oh, wait, everybody does that. Oh, it was, the question was going to be the pre-release name of Microsoft's post Windows 95 integrated desktop and browser was going to be. Memphis. What is Memphis? He had it. Okay, so that one's replaced by. Unicode is used on what hardware platform? That guy in the shirt. What is a Cray? Correct answer. Excellent. And with that, we're selecting teams and starting the next round. Vanna Vinyl, to the front, please. Vanna now has a beverage.
All right, for the teams for the second round of Hacker Jeopardy. The first team is Chromosome 21 with Gauss, Flex, and 12 Tone. Are you here? Come on up. This is Chromosome 21, scorekeeper. Sex 25. Team number two, Sunshine, FNTC, and Skunky. Who's Skunky? You're Skunky? Then why is it here? All right, this is the Skunky team. Chromosome 21 is what it says here. And Skunky. And the third team is, this is straight out of the Three Stooges. Sam and Larry. Are Sam and Larry here? Sam and Larry and who?
He's a fan!
I need some goons to show up in the front to retrieve more beers. More beers.
So the team we've got down here is Sam and Larry. Sam, Larry, and me is what they're called. We have Skunky in the middle. Sex, 25. And who's the sex object out of your team?
Well, here we have Van Vine, I guess, but it really isn't quite enough. I really think that we should have a Vanna out of vinyl.
Vanna out of vinyl. I think Vanna said vinyl this. And at the end we have chromosome 21.
What the fuck is this? Do we look like frat boys?
Yeah.
Is it demon shit?
The categories for the second round of Jeopardy tonight are... What? You want to do what? Chromosome 20. The categories are, well, our scorekeeper is doing what he's doing. First category, it's a hell of a time for a convention here at this time of year. Wooples, rupees, and Benoit. I know nada about techno TV. Media hype beyond belief. Security classifications and bloody British hacking.
Has nothing to do with administration.
Sorry?
I'll pass.
Don't pass on that last word. All right, the team to my right will be the first team by default, just to have the first, take the first question. And this is Sam, Larry, and me.
Sorry?
Bloody. Bloody British hacking for 100. He is the organizer of the Access All Areas Conference in the United Kingdom. Well, you guys are good. How do you call in? He knows how to pound.
I'm going to take a guess. Who is Dodger?
Who is who?
Dodger.
Dodger. No. Anybody else? Nah, not on a 100. Okay. He is the organizer of the Access All Area Conference in the United Kingdom. I guess we're out to the audience. For what? We're out with an employee directory, phone numbers, and social security numbers from U.S. West. All right, the big guy. Who's Dark Knight?
Who the hell is that?
Is that it? Hey, ready? Let it rip. They just called last call at the bar. So if anybody cares, now's the time. All right, you're still in control, having done nothing. Media hype for 100. For 300. Media hype for 300. The media allege that this person could launch ICBMs by whistling up the launch codes, and the judge believed it. Who is Kevin Mitnick is correct. You're in control of the board.
Free Kim. Okay. Media hype beyond belief for 100.
Media hype for 100. Critics say he is just a glorified Israeli script kiddie.
Analyzer. Who's Analyzer? Who is Analyzer?
Jeff.
You don't even have sponsors here. Who is Eli Byham?
Ow!
Correct answer from chromosome 21. Chromosome is in charge of the board. Use the mic.
Let's see. I'll take that first category.
It's a hell of a time for a convention here at this time of year for 100. This hotel hosts the highest roller coaster in the world? Middle team, I believe. Steven?
Strategy.
What is the strategy? Do we give it to him or not?
No!
No! No! All right, another team.
You all suck.
This hotel hosts the highest roller coaster in the world.
What's the stratosphere?
What is the stratosphere? Happens to be correct. Middle team is in control. Use the microphone.
The media for 200.
Media height for 200. They hacked their way into an FTP server that allowed anonymous logins to get an entirely useless piece of PISA software.
Who is the master of downloading?
You got it. Who is the new MOD? Very good. In control.
Okay, Media height beyond belief for 400.
He was sent to prison for selling parts available in Radio Shack.
Who is my good friend Ed Cummings?
Oh, yes, Ed Cummings, that's correct! You're in control of the board, Chromosome 21.
Well, let's do media height for 500.
Media height for 500. He sold the movie rights to his critically panned book for an estimated $750,000. In the microphone. Who is Shimomura and or John Markoff? That is correct. You're in control of the board. Larry, Sam, and me. Score update, please, scorekeeper.
We've got Chromosome 21 with 300. Sex 25, 600. Sam, Larry, and me with 500. Thank you.
We have a closed game. Who's in control? Sam, Larry, and me?
I know not about Techno TV for 100.
I know not about Techno TV 100. This, 1984, early crime-fighting cyber show, starred Desi Arnaz Jr. and a little mischievous character called Cursor.
What is Auto Man?
What is Auto Man? Yes!
I know not about Techno TV for 200.
Among thousands of others, Channel 23 was the stuttering winner in its imaginative 1987 offering.
What is Max Headroom?
What is Max Headroom is absolutely correct. Sex 25.
Same category for 300.
For 300. Whiz Kids, another 1984 TV show about LA hackers, starred this Polish Barney Miller detective. Oh. Who rang?
Who is Pope John Paul II?
Anybody else? Anybody else for the Whiz Kids show from 1984? All right, from the audience. What's his real name? Oh, I don't know.
Mike Malay.
Back, the white shirt.
Who is Max Gale?
Who is Max Gale? Correct. Okay, you're still on control.
Techno TV for 400?
That is the first daily double. Square update, how much do they have to wager? They have 900. How much do the other teams have? Chromosome 21 has?
Chromosome 21, a resounding zero.
Woohoo! Thank you, well done.
625, 900, Sam, Larry, and me, 500.
How much do you wish to wager on Techno TV?
500.
For 500. No help from the audience, please. The impregnable, technologically impossible helicopter, Blue Thunder, stars as future Saturday Night Live comedian and impersonator. It's only 400, please. No, this is 4. Oh, right, sorry, you're right. Not a bad error, no, I'm not.
Since you lose it anyway, I'll just make a wild strong guess. So
who
we'll is forget Dennis Miller?
Who is Dennis Miller? Is
wrong.
All right, we got a. Who out there knows about this show? All the way to the aisle in the back in the purple shirt. No. Over here. Who is Dana Carvey? You're still in control of the board. First round guys were doing a little better than this.
RuPaul's RuPaid and Benoit for 100.
This U.S. coin has 118 ridges around the rim. These guys, Larry Apple and me. What is a quarter? I think it's wrong. Where the hell is it here? There. It's wrong. No, it's wrong.
What is a dime?
What is a dime is correct. 118 ridges around the edge. Excellent. Chromosome 21, you have control of the board. And that means pick.
I'm sorry. Let's do the first category for 300.
It's a hell of a time for 300. For 300. They own the most white tigers in the world.
Who are those two freaks, Siegfried and Roy?
That's the right answer.
You know how Siegfried and Roy learned to make two white tigers disappear, right? They started with gerbil.
Chromosome 21 is showing a proclivity, which we won't discuss. But you're in control of the board.
Okay, same thing, 400.
Same category for 400. Las Vegas was founded by this organized group in 1855.
Who is the mob?
No. No, it's not the mob. Any others? Las Vegas was formed by this organized group in 1855. Anybody else? What do I have here? TCPIP for dummies. In the back, the orange. What?
Teamsters Union.
In 1855. Come up here so I can pound you. Green shirt, you. You, yeah. You.
Howard Stern.
Ben Stern and his father. All right, up front. In the form of a question. No. Over there, white shirt. Who are the Mormons? The Mormons founded Las Vegas in 1855. All right, who's in control of the board up here? Scorekeeper, who's in charge? Who's got the board? Yeah, let's have a score update because this is getting a...
Chromosome 21, you're having problems.
Yeah, but we're cool.
You've got 0. You've got 400. And you've got 400. Let's work it out.
And who's got control of the board? All right, set 25.
I say we settle it with a battle to the death.
All right, but that means you still have to pick a category here. Sex 25.
We didn't have...
Who had the less correct question?
Okay.
Security classifications for 100.
Security classifications for 100. Which colors represented the first DOD and NCSC security criteria posted in 1985 and 1987? Was it orange? First books in 85 and 87. Should we accept that? I don't know if we should accept that. We accept that or not? No. Anybody else? The first books in 85 and 87 by the DOD and NCSC. Down here. Letter orange and red is correct. Very good. All right, Larry Mullen Apple down here.
I might have won.
Pick.
Security classifications for 200.
TSEC. Trusted Computer Security Evaluation Criteria Sensitivity Labels are mandated at this level and above. Down at the end. No, not B2.
And I work for government contracts.
Oh, which one? In the middle here.
What is
C2? What is C2 is wrong. Mandate of security labels. What do we got here to give away? What the hell is this? Oh, radar. Geiger counters. Who promises to go to Area 51 tomorrow with us? All right. Right there. What is what? ANSI? No. Right there in the black shirt. What is B1 is correct. Can I pull the button? Okay, who's still in control up here? Is anybody in control at all? You got the last one. Manny Moe and Jack. This is a daily double. Score, how much do they have? Daily double. They have 500 to wager. They're going to wager it all. No help from the audience. The Government Security Classification acronym, TSEC, stands for this.
What is the Trusted Security Evaluation Criteria?
No. Trusted Computer Security Evaluation Criteria. Drink. That's a drink. We just told you the answer on the prior question.
Drink.
All right, next.
Drink. Do it now.
Security classifications for 400. This is the name of the new computer evaluation system to merge the U.S. and European systems. Nobody up here. What do we got? We've got a laptop. Yeah, but you work for the government. You got short hair. Eyes on you. White shirt over there. What is common criteria? Burns of a laptop. You're still in control, Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Okay, we're going to go with Bloody British Hacking for 200.
It is the law used to prosecute hackers in the United Kingdom. This is the law used to prosecute hackers in the United Kingdom. He's phoning in for the answers out there.
No, not him.
Anybody up here know? Anybody out there know? What is the British law? In the rear. The Computer Misuse Act by the Australian gets a copy of Visual Basic. Still in control.
No,
I just wanted to go on the guy with Benoit. I know not about Techno TV, hearing classifications, and more bloody British hacking.
We're going to go with Ruples. It's 200.
Ruples are 200. Of 41, 95, or 293, the number of ways to make change for $1. Oh shit, right? Who slammed it over here? He shouldn't have. He did. Enter and drink. 41 is wrong. Anybody else?
I gave her my email in August last year, right?
I think I'll
hired as a firm in March.
What? Anybody banging me in?
It took more than half a year to go through here.
Alright, what do we got here to throw out? We got a cell phone. The hat. 95 is wrong now. It's duh. That was not even one of the options. You're good. He's got a lady. What? That was not one of the options either. You guys are drunker than them. All the way in the back, the head. What is 293? Get him his cell phone.
Yeah.
Okay, you're still in charge of the board.
Alright,
Ruples for Britain. Ruples. All 50 of the U.S. states are listed on this U.S. paper money denomination. All 50 of the U.S. states are listed on this U.S. money.
What is the $5 bill?
What is the $5 bill is correct. It's on the Lincoln Memorial all the way across the front. Excellent. You're in control of the board.
Ruples for 400.
Ruples for 400. On this American bill, you will find an owl and a spider.
What is the one?
What is the $1 bill is correct? It's on the rear. You're still calling
out the rear.
Go back to Siegfried and Roy's fixation you've got, isn't it?
I think that we should go for the that TV category for whatever's left.
TV. He was the original, the real name of the original Mr. Wizard. Oh, come on, you guys with gray hair. Who banged in?
George,
you didn't bang in?
Deal
that was frustration staff.
Thank you, Jeff. I'll buy you a drink.
The real name of the original Mr. Wizard. Nobody up here. Another cell phone for anybody that knows. In the back.
John Herbert.
What?
John
Herbert. What?
John.
Question. Drink.
Get it?
Twice.
All right, who wants to get it right?
I think he should drink. I think he drinks.
Up here. Who is Don Herbert? Thank you. Form of a question. Okay, we're still in control of board. To the score of eight, where are we? Where are we, Spider Woman?
Does anybody know? Where are we?
Corona
21. 100.
25.
Oh dear.
And I
kind of like
more than. Who's in control of the board?
Me.
Chromosome 21.
I think you should go for the first category for 200.
Is that how much time for 200?
Yeah, definitely.
The U.S. city with the most legal brothels.
What
is Las Vegas? Is wrong. It's illegal here in Las Vegas.
No!
It is illegal in Las Vegas.
I know I broke the law.
All right, sex police, sex police.
I'm going out on a limb here. What is Wells?
What is Wells? No, that's not it either. Anybody else up here?
What is Salt Lake City?
All right, we got another cell phone out here. Who knows about sex? Anybody? Yo!
What is
Harumphus correct?
Eric,
you live here.
Hey, just to let everybody know, since we are shutting down right after Hacker Jeopardy, once we're done, just don't really linger too much, just bail on out of here. So just letting you know. Great.
Okay, who's in control of the board? We're going to get through this pretty quickly.
What the hell of a time for 500?
What Las Vegas means in English? I love living vocabularies. Who just slammed in?
The journey.
No, not the journey.
I'm a private in the public education system. You can't expect me to know.
Anybody else? What does Las Vegas mean in English? All right, what do we got here? More cell phones. The lady. Sorry? The meadow is closest. It's the plains where things grow nicely. That's correct. All right. You're still in charge of the board.
We all suck at this point.
Who's in charge? Chromosome 21 is still trying to get something right.
Security for 500.
This is the only mainframe operating system to ever be evaluated at security level A1. Let him go.
What is VMS?
No.
What is Honeywell? What?
This calls for some serious drinking here.
I can see. I think I need another one for this one.
It's a Honeywell OS, Honeywell operating
system.
Anybody
out there
knows? Company, right?
Another cell phone, who knows?
White shirt.
Not Multics, no. Up here.
Multics, are you on track?
No. Over here. No. Over there.
No.
With what?
What is Puma?
No. No, over there. No. What is scum? It is Honeywell, but you got the wrong operating system.
By Honeywell.
It is by Honeywell. It is by Honeywell.
All right.
Let's move it forward here. We can get out here on time. You're still in control of the board. You're still in control.
I got ruples per five.
Sorry, what?
Ruples per five.
Ruples per 500. He is on the head and face of the United States $100,000 bill. What are you banging in before the question's over for? Over here, $100,000 bill. $100,000 bill. Anybody up here? Yeah, there is. Hamilton is wrong. Did somebody else ring in?
We're going to go. We lost anyway. John Quincy Adams.
John Quincy Adams is wrong. All right, what do we got? We got more cell phones. Cell phones. White shirt in the back. Yes. Who is Wilson? Woodrow Wilson is correct. Send us back to him.
I think we need an extra score update here.
Let's have a score update, see how these guys are doing. A score update.
We've got Sam, Larry, and me. Minus 900.
Yeah!
We've got chromosome 21 minus 1,400. And
bow down.
25, $200!
All right, what category are we picking? Who's in charge? They got a lot of them wrong.
We are, Wink.
You're still in charge. Thank you.
I say we go for a bloody British hacking for 500. This is already lost.
The name of the city the hacking party controversy ran in December 1996, coincidentally at the same day and time the UK Labour Party webpage was hacked. The name of the city.
What is Leeds?
Leeds is wrong.
Go be here.
Paris is a very nice UK city, you're right. Thank you. Over here. Liverpool is wrong. All right. More cell phones. Who's double hands with a straight in the back. What is Manchester is correct. All right, let's move on. Pick it.
300.
For 300. Wandy, Gandalf, and Pad made up some of the legs of this hacking group. What is the eight-legged group machine? Is correct. They got one right. Got one right. And the last Hacker Jeopardy question. The handle of a UK hacker not prosecuted in the United Kingdom for hacking U.S. military sites this year due to, quote, not being in the national interest to do so. Down there.
I'll guess again. Who's C-Junkie?
C-Junkie, no.
Okay, I was wrong.
No. Anybody else up here?
Who is Johnny Rotten?
Johnny Rotten. Another cell phone. Short hair. No. Two hands, white shirt.
Who is Extreme UK?
Sorry?
Who is Extreme UK?
Extreme UK!
No.
Screaming Lord Sutton.
Down here. No, not Data Stream.
Steve Jackson!
Who is Coochie? Alright, we say now, what are we going to do, Jeff? We got two losers, one winner. How do you want to proceed for Final Jeopardy? What do you want to do here? In real Jeopardy, Team 2 would be declared the winner.
These are the biggest losers in Hacker Jeopardy history. These are the biggest winners.
Jeopardy history.
If we should we maybe have a drink off or some sort of
drink off?
Are you guys up for the drink off? Out of the
long time be deep. If we drink off, Wayne has to drink too.
Whichever of the two negative teams drinks a bottle first, pick your designated drinker. Whoever wins the drink-off first is elevated magically to 200 points. Okay, have you picked your designated drinkers?
We have.
And in the name of the drinker, the designated drinker is?
Is what?
12 pounds.
12 pounds. In the name of the designated drinker? Me. Oh, here's a brand new beer right here. Okay. I want you guys to count down. 3, 2, 1. At 1, start drinking. The first one to slam the bottle down wins. Goes into Final Jeopardy. With
whoa. He has not full bottle.
Oh. He didn't know. I just handed him a brand new bottle.
Okay.
Oh, none of that.
Where is it?
None of that pre-lubrication stuff.
Okay.
It goes into Final Jeopardy. Put the bottle on the table. 3, 2, 1, go! Drink. The guy on the end is ahead. The guy on my back, oh, he's up, come on!
Alright, you guys, Manny, Mo, and Jack, thank you for playing. Thank these guys. Hey, good start. Now we have the other two teams, Sex 25 and the drinking team, Chromosome 21, which each now have 200 points. So we give them a maximum of 1,000 to play with in Final Jeopardy. They each have 1,000 to play with for Final Jeopardy. The category is music. Music. Please put your wagers down and give us to our scorekeeper. You do 1,000, you do 999 or 998. What do you do?
Pride in that area.
More beer for the drinkers. Please hand in your wager because the guards are going to get upset very shortly if we don't complete this.
Do you like bacon?
All right. Please don't help them. Please don't help them on this. The Final Jeopardy answer is Thelma Pickles was this famous dead rocker's first girlfriend. Thelma Pickles was this dead rocker's first girlfriend. Thelma Pickles. No help out there from everybody out there that knows that they're Singaporean musicians. Help them along with some music for a second. Come on.
How was my play?
Well, you guys are lame.
It is not Ian Curtis. It is not Ian Curtis.
Person out there will do this. Thelma Pickles was this famous dead rocker's first girlfriend. Okay, are we ready? All right.
He's stalling.
Chromosome 21 is ready. Sex 25, get your answer down, please.
And A says time is done.
Seven.
Time is done.
Six. Five. Four.
Write something, goddammit!
2, 1, go. Okay. From Sex 25, what's your answer? Who is Hendrix? And not in the form of a question. That's wrong. How much did they wager? $9.99. They're left with a dollar. Chromosome 21, what's your answer?
Who is Cobain?
Cobain, no. How much did they wager? They wagered $1,000.
We're going for the underflow, baby.
They win with $1.
I was going to guess Mariah Carey.
We
got left. Thelma Pickles was John Lennon's first girlfriend. Thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Can you
say
your name again?
Thank you very much.